This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kicking off our number three in studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we just spent a good bit of time covering the arrest of Alexander Vinik, the Russian man who was arrested in Greece by the U.S. federal government. There were about a dozen various entities involved in the investigation and the arrest there. And one of the things that happened in that case was a little bit of asset forfeiture. And we discussed this briefly, I think, last week, where Attorney General Jeff Sessions decided to undo Attorney General Eric Holder's sort of regulation, if you will, and that's
It was just sort of a directive.
A directive. That's the term I was looking for, where there was the directive that said that in most cases, and there were some
leaves the door open there.
Right. Yeah. It does leave the door open, but there were some places a couple years ago when Holder issued the directive that were saying, federal asset forfeiture is now illegal because Holder said a thing. Well, no, it was only in most cases, very small exceptions, but exceptions nonetheless. But Jeff Sessions undid those, issued a directive saying you can do this federal equitable sharing on everything now.
Yeah, I think this is, it's just a trend under the Trump administration, and of course people will bash me for being anti-Trump now, but they're bringing back a lot of the law and order, war on drugs ideals that Obama let slip a little bit.
Before we get into the article, and again, your article's from the Washington Post about why civil asset forfeiture will not die. And there's a huge difference between civil asset forfeiture and criminal asset forfeiture.
Sure.
Civil asset forfeiture does not require that the person ever be charged with or convicted of anything.
Right.
There's just an allegation. There's that word again. Allegation that, well, we think this is connected to something illegal. It's now up to you to prove it's not.
Oh, yeah. I got an example for you. There was a while back, but on Cape Cod, Massachusetts, there was, mind you, Massachusetts has a ton of laws, both federal, state, and local. It's just nothing but government there. And there was a guy that owned a hotel along Route 28 in Yarmouth. And I believe the law is, like, if you own, like, a hotel, motel type thing, like, you can, people are only allowed to stay there for so many consecutive days. Otherwise, it becomes, like, renting, which is regulated differently.
Okay.
And so people, there was a lot of people that would stay at these little motels along Route 28 in Yarmouth. And if you would stay there, like, over, I can't remember the exact number of days, but they would leave for one day and go stay somewhere else and then come back in order to comply with laws.
Okay.
Well, apparently this one guy was allegedly letting people stay there, like, and pay month to month or week to week and month to month and, like, overstayed. So the state ended up coming in and seizing his entire business. Like, took his whole business because he let people pay. People voluntarily chose to live in the building that he owns and paid him money, and government said, no, you can't do that. You can't let these people stay here this many consecutive days.
They're not staying the right way.
They took his property, and then they sold it off.
Well,
and you know what they ended up doing? They ended up making it a place for, like low income. I'm like,
right.
Well, here's the question, and this, you know, determines whether it was civil or criminal forfeiture. Was he ever convicted of anything?
I don't think so. I think it was
then that was
property.
Civil with criminal asset forfeiture.
It's kind of like you just give us the property, we won't go do anything.
Oh no! Right. This gets really weird. But go ahead with your part, Daryl.
Criminal asset forfeiture requires that you be convicted of certain offenses. You be convicted, not just accused, not just charged, but actually convicted of certain offenses, and then they can take your stuff. Civil asset forfeiture, again, does not require a criminal charge or conviction.
So let me give you two examples, and these are real-world examples. This has happened a few times, so I'm just going to say a guy is driving coast-to-coast with $30,000 to $50,000 in cash.
Yep.
He's doing that because he wants to buy, invest in a small business, or he wants to purchase a home, and this is all the money he has saved in his entire life, so yep. He's going across. He gets pulled over in, say, Nebraska. Nebraska state police pull him over. They search the vehicle for whatever reason. They come across all this cash, and they go, well, we don't normally see cash like this on the highway when we pull people over. Therefore, it must be involved in the drug trade. Therefore, we are seizing this $50,000. Now, the guy himself doesn't get charged. Maybe correct. They do an investigation. They never come up with charges, but the police keep the money. And then if he wants to try to get his money back, he can't really sue because he's never been charged. The lawsuit then becomes the United States versus $50,000 in cash or
correct.
The state. And it is ridiculous that they can seize this stuff, hold on to it. Now, here's where the sharing part of it comes in. Let's say that Nebraska does this. Nebraska State Police do this under federal law. They're going to be allowed to keep like 80% of it.
And if they do the equitable sharing
right.
with the feds.
Right.
If they go under state statute,
sure.
And now there's 24 states that have some kind of limitation on the use of civil asset forfeiture.
Right.
And I'm convinced that's the reason that Trump had Sessions issue this directive was because so many states are now prohibiting the local police from doing civil asset forfeiture in most cases.
Right. But if you're a small police department, you have a small budget, and you want to get some new toys, you seize a whole bunch of cash, you claim it under federal law, and then 80% goes to you, 20% goes to them. And if your state or principality or locality or whatever hasn't come up with a law prohibiting you from doing so, that's a huge windfall. That can go towards raises. That can go towards new toys.
Oh, I know.
All kinds of stuff. Now,
police wind up, they get accustomed to having that money.
Right.
When the bill went through the New Hampshire legislature a couple of years ago to prohibit civil asset forfeiture in most cases, the police unions were out in force saying simultaneously, like they were definitely involved in doublethink here.
Right.
They said simultaneously, we don't do this. If you prohibit this, our departments will lose money. And how will we wind up taking money from heroin dealers?
Right.
Well,
it's all the scare
if you
tactics.
Take money from a heroin dealer that's been convicted of being a heroin dealer, that's criminal forfeiture, which
right.
is not what we're here discussing today. If you don't use it, then how are you losing money?
Well,
right.
On the Cape or whatever, going back to the Cape where government's rampant everywhere, they do annual, or not even annual, there's like a couple every year. Each department has their own little like police auctions where they auction off
right.
like cars, watches, gold bracelets,
sure.
jewelry, bikes. They had like must have had 50 bikes at this one auction.
So how much and of like, that was actually criminal? That's always the question.
Yeah, and no, some of the stuff I'm like, what? This is like household items. Like, how did you
even
get those? And why would you assume that was used in the?
Because sometimes people will ride a bicycle to the McDonald's to hand off the paper baggie of drugs.
I'm going to give you one more example, and this one's a true story. I can't remember where it took place, but I'm going to be vague enough that I get it right. A gentleman and his wife put all their retirement money into buying a small hotel, that was what they ran as they went into their golden years. Apparently, at this hotel, at some point, a couple people had been involved in drugs, and people had performed drug transactions in their rooms. The government caught the people involved and then seized their retirement, their hotel, under civil asset forfeiture, saying that they were, you know, basically providing a place for drug transactions to take place.
McDonald's parking lots are also a place that drug transactions take place, but nobody's seizing McDonald's. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get into the opinion piece from, what is this, the Washington Post you have, Chris?
WAPOs, people like to say these days.
Why civil asset forfeiture will not die. And I actually wound up finding the case that was running through my head. I'll touch on this before we get into the article. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about a way that you can wind up saving money on things that you were going to buy anyway. Or maybe you're only going to buy it because you can wind up saving some money. That's fine. Not judging. But go to saveatpurse.com. You can save 5, 10, 15, 20, 25%, up to 33% off of your Amazon purchases when you use Bitcoin or some other alternative cryptocurrencies on saveatpurse.com. So what happens is you put things into a wish list on Amazon. You then import those wish list into your purse account once you create one at saveatpurse.com. And then you select the discount. You get the items. Once they arrive, you go back to the website and say, I have my items. And then somebody winds up getting the Bitcoin, and everybody is happy. Saveatpurse.com. It's Daryl, Heather, and Chris. And the case that I was thinking of, the U.S. Supreme Court recently rejected hearing because, well, basically a paperwork error. The specifics here, James Leonard and Nicosa Kane were stopped on April 1st, 2013 for a traffic infraction in Texas. A search of the vehicle yielded the discovery of a safe in the trunk. Inside the safe, that was also inside the trunk, $201,100 and a bill of sale for a Pennsylvania home. The money was seized because law enforcement officials believed that it was substantially connected to criminal activity,
jeez,
including the sale of narcotics.
Based
James
on
Leonard,
what? Nothing.
Based on, it's not normal for somebody to have that much money and a bill of sale in their car. So, yeah, we're just going to go ahead and take that now. Well, here's the problem. The money did not belong to James Leonard or Nicosa Kane. The money belonged to James's mother, Lisa. Lisa Leonard was the rightful owner of the money that, again, was made from selling her house. She sued the government to regain it, but because, according to the courts, she did not raise a due process claim at the trial level, the Supreme Court declined her case, leaving her with no recourse. So we're just going to take this money,
right?
And oh, you made a paperwork error? Sorry, you're out of luck.
Yeah, and while we do, well, government does these things in the name of, you know, pick your poison. It's the war on drugs. It's to prevent terrorism. It's you know, to keep people from laundering money.
All those terrorists that are selling their house in Pennsylvania to start a new life.
Well, the point is, this is nothing more than theft. This is stealing. When even if it's the police and they take your goods and they don't charge you with a crime, they refuse to give them back or make you go to court to beg a judge to grant you back what is rightfully yours, it is theft. It is immoral, and it is sanctioned by our governments. This stuff has to stop, and this is where I want to go into this opinion piece, because yes, I think this guy nails it. That Attorney General Jeff Sessions would resurrect a controversial federal program for civil asset forfeiture isn't surprising. He has long been one of the rare advocates for the policy, a vestige of the war on drugs restricted by the Obama administration that allowed local and state law enforcement officials to use federal law to seize and keep property suspected of crime. But his announcement last week that the Justice Department was expanding the practice nonetheless perfectly illustrates the stubborn persistence of civil asset forfeiture. Liberals and conservatives alike despise it. Both the American Civil Liberties Union and the Charles Koch Institute have lobbied against it.
Now, you know something is bad when both the ACLU and the Koch Institute,
yeah,
are against it.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Achieving legitimate success at both federal and state levels. Meanwhile, supporters of civil forfeiture, almost exclusively from the law enforcement community, are far and few between.
And we'll continue with this opinion piece. Your calls and thoughts come first. We've got Ian calling in from California. Ian, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I was just telling your screener that I was listening to, I believe it was Fresh Air with Terry Gross yesterday on NPR, and I'm driving a truck, so I was kind of giving it half of my attention. But I perked up when he got to the point where he said that the female lawyer that was involved with Kushner at the Trump Plaza that they've been having this big controversy about was somebody that he was familiar with. He had some kind of a business in Russia where it sounded pretty shady and possibly was involving money laundering. And he got in there right after the Russian government decided to flip from being an oligarchy to a democratic type of a government. And he was making bazillions of dollars. And at a certain point, the people that were involved all of a sudden started getting kind of penalized by Putin for 50% of the taxes. Like, at first it was like, you don't have to pay any taxes. And once they got established, then it became apparent what was happening, where Putin was going to be skimming about half of it and making himself the richest man in the world type of thing. Now, this guy said that he got all his employees out of the country at a certain point, and then some kind of agency went into his business after he was gone and got a bunch of his paperwork and everything, and something to do with stamps and something or other. I can't remember what he said, but he had a lawyer go in after him and try to figure out what was going on. And that guy was subsequently tortured and killed. And it is supposedly a pretty big deal about like maybe a year ago, where the law that was enacted in Congress was named after this guy. He was some kind of a lawyer, like I said, and there was even a little snippet of John McCain saying what a brave guy he was and stuff like that. So it's not, you know, an unheard of. Apparently it was a big deal. And I just thought it was strange coincidence that all of a sudden this guy picked up in Greece. I was kind of thinking that guy was living dangerously, not only, you know, making himself. He apparently wrote a book, and I wish I'd remembered his name.
Are you talking about Alexander Vinnick, the guy that we were talking about last hour, the alleged operator of BTCE?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I didn't get the guy's name yesterday, but quite coincidentally, it's very similar.
Yeah,
it probably is him, and he wrote a book. Is that possible?
It's possible. Ian, thank you for the call. Your call and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And why will civil asset forfeiture just not die already?
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
A great president once said, the nine most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver. That you fully control, you can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733 in studio. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about one of the favorite things that the police like to do. And we're not talking about the band from the 80s. No, no, no. We're talking about the people with the little shiny badges that like to take your stuff and then never actually charge you with a crime and... Well, they wind up charging the stuff. So, City of Keene, New Hampshire versus 1997 Ford F-150.
Right.
United States government versus $217,412.14 in cash.
Yep.
And while those might not actually be... cases that have been filed, they're not far off. There was the case in Pennsylvania a couple years ago where it was the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania versus $72,000.
Yeah.
That was the case.
Yeah.
And then the guy who had the money stolen from him had to pay a bunch of money to fight it, to say that, nope, that money wasn't connected to anything illegal, give me my money back.
Right. No, prove it. Prove the negative.
Yes.
Prove that there's no way that...
It's the when did you stop beating your wife question. Only there's actually, you know, a thing of value connected to you trying to prove that you never beat your wife.
Right. Yeah.
So, Chris, you've got the opinion piece here from the Washington Post. why civil asset forfeiture simply won't die.
Yeah, and the piece talked a little bit about how this has been around for a long time. It's controversial. It has opponents both on the far right and the far left, I think one could say safely.
Yes.
And that despite all this, the Trump administration just doesn't want to let go of it. Because, and I'm going to get back into probably a paragraph I've already read, but yet civil asset forfeiture refuses to die. It remains an embarrassing fixture of our criminal justice system, wandering like a zombie with an affinity for pickpocketing. Why? Probably because police have become addicted to the revenue stream it provides. Conservatives often argue that it's impossible to rescind welfare programs once people become accustomed to them. Perhaps that logic is better suited for law enforcement officers who don't want to give up their slush funds. Sessions suggested that this pretty strongly in his directive last week. In public remarks, the Attorney General said that law-abiding people whose property is used without their knowledge for illegal purposes should, quote, not be punished because of crimes that others have committed, unquote. But his directive explicitly allows Justice Department officials to seize such property, provided that they do so, quote, with particular caution. Unquote.
But even if they don't use particular caution, as long as they act in good faith,
right,
the courts are going to allow it. And then that there was a quote that Sessions made where he pointed out, rightly, very sadly, it's right, where he pointed out that 4 out of 5 people who have things stolen from them by police through civil asset forfeiture never go to court to try to claim the stuff. And he used that to prove that only guilty people have stuff stolen from them. No. The statistics show that the average seizure is less than $10,000.
Right, and you'll spend way more than that trying to get your $10,000 back.
Right, so why should I spend $50,000 to get $10,000 back? Other than the principle of, I didn't do it.
Right. So repeat after me. I live in a free country. I live in a free country. I live in a free country.
It's like, you know, the Bill Hicks thing. You are free to do as we tell you. You are free to do as we tell you.
Right. This story continues, but his directive explicitly allows Justice Department officials to seize such property, provided they do it with particular caution. It's not about the money. What reasonable reason for seizing the property of law-abiding people could there be?
Well, the argument, and I'm going to play devil's advocate here, is they're not law-abiding. There's even a book that says 3 felonies a day, so nobody is innocent in this country, Chris. Nobody is a law-abiding citizen.
Right.
I guess it wouldn't be like what I don't get, like, because I know there's a lot of people out there that are champions of government and, you know, all of their activities, and, like, you make a post about it on Facebook, and there's always that one person that's like, just do what you're told, you know?
Right.
Just do what you're told is what you tell a hostage.
My big thing is like, fine, you know, you want to be whatever, like making excuses, fine, but don't promote these crazy ideas like this is the land of the free, home of the brave, like while simultaneously justifying like this intrusion of freedom. You know what I mean?
It's
like
complete doublethink. And
you know, these same people though are the ones that are like supporting wars and stuff that are like, you know, oh, the terrorists don't like us for our freedom. Again, right. Like, what is
if,
it?
If
like,
that were we the free, case, the terrorists would have given up a long time ago because they've obviously.
Because you are completely delusional if you are living in America and paying for things like yard sale permits while saying that we're free.
I mean, this is
the least free. I mean, sure, yeah. Maybe in some countries they don't have things to sell on their lawn because they're just, you know what I mean, in a third world country. But at the same time, you can't claim that this is a free country.
But again, it's complete doublethink. And anybody that's never listened to the audiobook of 1984 or never read the physical book,
right,
I highly recommend you do so. I'm almost done re-listening to the audiobook.
Yeah,
and
they
explain doublethink several times throughout the book, and I'll explain. Spoiler warning, the book came out 70 years ago.
Oh, boy.
Doublethink is when you hold contradictory opinions, but you don't see them as contradictory.
Right.
Of, we're the freest country in the world, but just do what you're told and you won't get hurt.
Right.
Jump through all of the hoops and hurdles. Pay your taxes. But you're free, and you know, like, taxation's the price you pay to live in society.
I grew up with all of these slogans and stuff like ingrained into my brain because my dad was in the military, so I was always going to the military. I used to go to the air shows on the base where they'd have like all the F-15s, and they'd have the Blue Angels that would do these cool things in the sky, and they'd, you know, play chicken, and it was like a whole performance of jets and stuff.
It's fun.
So I like grew up around the military life of everybody, you know, waving the flag, championing freedom, all this other stuff. And then it's like you turn around, and I'll never forget it when the military screwed my dad over, first of all, and took him off of pay when they weren't supposed to, told him to go apply for food stamps and Medicare, Medicaid after like 30 years in the service. So, I mean, I've seen firsthand how they'll chew up the same people that they're putting badges on, making them feel all special, and then chew you up, spit you out when you're no longer doing their bidding. You know, I saw that with my dad, and it's just, the whole system's just a joke. I mean, it really is.
And believe me, I still hold pride in the United States.
I do, too.
I do. I mean, I like living here. There are certain aspects of it I don't like, but there is some part of me, and maybe this is just programming, but I still hold, it's sort of the hometown pride.
That's what I have. I do, like,
but that doesn't, and I would be a worse person if I didn't speak up when I see it going down the tubes, when I see it doing things that are so, so contrary to the ideals of what our country was founded on, that if I didn't speak up, I'd be guilty of doublethink. You know,
it's kind of like watching a family member become an alcoholic. You're like, man, I love you, but this is not who you are. Like,
exactly.
Stop doing this.
We need an intervention here.
Let's go to
America's
the phones. We've
all
got,
drugged up right now.
We've got Patch calling in from Illinois. Patch, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. Hey, you guys don't know the tip of the iceberg about what the police get away with.
Oh, no, we only host talk radio and talk about it seven nights a week.
Trust me. I was forced to ride in my dad's squad car since I was 7 years old when I was supposed to be in school. And a major city. Now, I was forced to do that all the time. For months at a time, I wasn't allowed to go to school.
Hold that thought, Patch. We'll bring you back. We want to hear about the 7-year-old being forced to ride in a squad car. And possibly more on this civil asset forfeiture opinion piece from the Washington Post. And possibly time for you and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help.
Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money.
Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey.
Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk.
Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience.
A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. And before we get back to the phones, we've got a caller calling in from Illinois. Says that we don't know the tip of the iceberg about police corruption because he was forced to ride in a squad car when he was like 7 years old. His dad was on the police force in a major city in Illinois. We'll get back to that call. But first, I want to invite you to try the best pillow that you will ever try. And you can do so risk-free for 60 days. I'm talking about My Pillow. Now, you can't actually get mine because it's mine, but you can get your very own MyPillow designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using this thing for probably a year and a half now, and it's the best pillow I've ever used. And unlike a regular pillow, you can actually throw your dirty MyPillow into the washing machine, throw it into the dryer, and it's still usable and fluffy and will, again, continue to hold your head and neck in the proper position. Go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, and get your very own MyPillow at half price or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it for some odd reason in the first 60 days, you get your money back, minus the shipping. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. We go back to Patch calling in from Illinois. Patch, you're back on Free Talk Live, and you said that when you were 7 years old, and I'm presuming that was probably starting a good many years ago.
Starting at seven.
You were forced to ride in a squad car with your father. So give us one really good story of riding in a squad car.
Well, I would see them, if there was a serious crime that they didn't want to deal with, they wouldn't be reported. Now, the civil assets forfeiture stuff went on for years, and it still has all the way until he retired. But they would actually take some of that equipment that they took home or sell it. And sometimes they wouldn't even get out of the squad car.
You're saying just police in general without involving civil asset forfeiture. They would just
confiscate things from people.
Right.
Even drugs. Now, my friends even seen the drugs that were confiscated that were sold afterwards. Okay.
Yep.
And they even seen the bags of cash that my own father would put in the car. And he said as long as he had that badge, he can do anything. Now, whenever he didn't put me in a squad car, my second year, I was only in school for about 2 months. And whenever I wasn't in the squad car, my babysitter was handcuffed to the bed by my ankles. And whenever he would flip out, he would actually put me in the hospital. And the hospital where he worked at would just patch me up well enough and do surgeries on me, and then I got to go back with him. So they actually covered. They actually stopped Child and Family Services from finding me. So that's why I was always in the car with him.
Wow.
And I actually know of a serious case that at the time when me and a friend of mine reported it, the incident, my father would not let either one of us report it. And that guy wound up to be a serial killer, and he killed a lot of people. And when we tried to talk about it, he said, the next time you'll have a feeding tube sticking out of you in the hospital.
Wow, that's pretty bad, Patch.
So what happened to him now? Where is he now?
He hasn't been calling me, threatening me. And,
is he still a police officer?
He retired as a federal police officer, and he kept his badge.
Uh-huh.
And he actually married two women at the same time. And now, because he would hook up with young girls and bring them home and then promise to do things for them. And so now they're stealing my identity, and they actually tried to put me on his death certificate. So, and then when I try to talk to the police about it, they find out who he is, and they're like, we don't want you involved.
Patch, yeah. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Jack calling in from Gilsum, New Hampshire. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
1995, Representative Congressman Henry Hyde wrote a book called Forfeiting Our Property Rights, Is Your Property Safe from Seizure? And in there, he listed some cases where there were large parcels of land that were taken by federal, state, and local agencies in conjunction. They were all in cahoots on particular properties. One comes to mind out in California. There was a fellow had a 200-acre ranch in L.A. County, and the L.A. County Sheriff's, the National Park Service, and several local law enforcement agencies got a tip from an anonymous source that there was some marijuana being grown on the property. There was no marijuana on the property, but they raided the house anyway, kicked in the door, and when he came down the hallway with a handgun in his hand because his wife was screaming, they shot him dead in his house. And that's just one case of many that have taken place across the country. So
yeah.
Henry Hyde actually put this book together. It's only about 90 pages. I loaned my original copy out years ago, and I just found another copy on Amazon, so I picked it up. And I'd be willing to drop it off so you could read it. It's some pretty good and interesting stuff in there. He outlined in 1995 what needed to be done. So here we are 22 years later, and we're still looking at the same situation. And it's disturbing to me, that at any point in time, for whatever reason, you know, they can come in and take your property without any compensation on trumped up charges from people that we don't know that are being paid as informants, but with our tax dollars.
Right, and a lot of times there don't even need to be charges. They could just take the property, and then it's up to you to prove that the property was not connected to anything illegal.
Or that they even took it in the first place.
There's situations right here in Cheshire County, actually, right up through the Connecticut River Estuary.
Sure.
The Silvio Conti Wildlife Refuge, where they're looking to, take people's property if they don't want to sell. You know, we see this happen everywhere across the country.
Jack. They only want to take, 53% of your town?
Yeah. Yeah, just 53. And the state RSA so it says that they can only own 5 of any town.
RSA is being the revised statutes annotated. It's what they call the laws here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it goes on all over the place. And we're talking about civil asset forfeiture, which is a very narrow scope of how governments make legal ways to steal the fruits of your labor.
Right.
This is just one example. And you're right, through regulatory acts like Silvio Conte or, you know, the American Antiquities Act and
yep.
the claim of, you know, well, this land now belongs to the Bureau of Land Management. They're going to do it like
I believe
rancher.
All of these things fall under what Frederick Bastiat would call legal plunder.
Yeah, it's nuts. You're absolutely right. And it's great to hear from you, Jack.
Jack, yeah. Thank you for the call. And that book, again, Forfeiting Our Rights by former Congressman Henry Hyde. It appears to be available from Amazon, and Cato also appears to have it as well. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just want to say the media is trying to, and the city clerk is trying to cheat us out of 2 polling places for the first 2 weeks. What they're saying is that early voting will start September 13th, but it actually starts August 29th. And they're
sneaky.
Omitting it. Yeah,
why do you think the media is trying to tell people the wrong voting days? Or do you think that it's possible that, you know, whatever memo some media person got had a typo in it? Or do you think there's some grand conspiracy from the Illuminati to, wind up lying to the voters of Albuquerque?
Now, hold on. You're saying this happens almost every election?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, they lied 20 times giving wrong dates the last presidential election. So this is calculated, done on the city clerk part, too, because their website is omitting the 2 weeks. They list the 2 location record center and the city clerk, but they don't tell you what it is.
Right.
They call it in-person absentee voting, and nobody knows what that means. It's just an early voting place. They print the ballot. When you're done, you feed it through the machine reads it. But they print the website, so nobody knows what is going on. It's a way of...
You're saying that they're using the actual term that's in statute, where it's legally called in-person absentee voting.
But
that's
what
it's called in statute.
Yeah.
The legal term is not early voting. They're using the statutory term that they came up with. Sarah, that's not lying to people when they use the actual terms. Thank you for the call.
If Sarah runs for office out there, I'm moving there, I'm voting for, and then I'm moving back.
She's never going to run because that would require her to get off her couch and go collect signatures to get on the ballot.
My offer stands.
If you did not get on tonight, call back earlier tomorrow. We're on every night of the week. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's Pool.Bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These 2 acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.